What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get tender bone-in pork back ribs for $3.49 a pound with your card. Then get 16-ounce packages of juicy strawberries for $1.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News,
episode 425
on Now You Know. So we learned from the Tesla earnings Q3 call last week that Elon said this: "We do feel confident in Cybercab reaching volume production in 2026, not starting production, volume production. I think it's at least 2 million units per year when ramped."
Elon also reaffirmed that Cybercab will never be offered with a steering wheel or pedals.
I think we've made very clear that we're future is autonomous. I mean, I'm going to be, and I actually said this many years ago, but that my strong belief, and I believe that is panning out to be true, so, and it'll be very obvious in retrospect, is that the future is autonomous. I think this is blindingly obvious at this point. That is the future. A lot of automotive companies, or most automotive companies, have not internalized this, which is surprising. We've been shouting this from the rooftops for such a long time, and it will accrue to their detriment in the future. You know, we're currently making on the order of 35,000 autonomous vehicles a week. If you compare that to, say, Waymo's entire fleet, it's less than 1,000 cars. We make 35K a week.
Yeah, and our cars look normal.
Yeah, they mostly look normal. Cybertruck looks,
yes,
thankfully, looks abnormal. Yeah, Cybercab is just not going to have steering wheels and pedals. Well, you design optimized for autonomy.
I think for the longest time, a lot of auto analysts and investors and just regular folks thought when Tesla finally makes a $25,000 EV profitably, that is going to be the moment that Tesla takes off and really blasts ahead. And while that proposition makes a lot of sense, it's not Elon's vision for the future of autonomy.
As we just heard, Elon envisions a world where cars drive themselves. And I think for the longest time, most people in the world thought, whatever, Elon, you can have your dream of self-driving cars, but in the meantime, for the next 40 years, while you're working on that, just give me a $25,000 Tesla.
What I believe happened on 1010 during the We Robot event is lots of people's brains exploded. They were carrying around this cognitive dissonance about the future, and then Elon displayed his vision of the future in real life.
Cybercabs driving people around all night in an urban environment.
Optimus robots dancing and mixing drinks. Robovans.
And people were like, wait, Elon wasn't kidding. He's almost there.
Yes, people. FSD is almost ready for prime time. Now, Elon said during the call that he expects FSD to be safer than a human by Q2 or Q3 of next year.
And Elon revealed that Tesla is already trialing their autonomous ride-sharing service for Tesla employees only in the Bay Area.
Tesla is refining the ride-hailing app and all the tech because they plan on going live with the Tesla Robotaxi next year in California and Texas.
During this earnings call, Elon sounded confident that at least in Texas, where the state laws and regulations aren't as difficult to work with as those in California, that Tesla will be starting Robotaxi next year.
But there's at least one guy who doesn't think Tesla will pull off robo taxis anytime soon. Peter Rawlinson, The CEO of Lucid Motors said in a recent interview with Axios that he doesn't think there will be self-driving vehicles until the 2030s. He says, "It's like refining gold to 99.9999%. The first few nines are easy, but it's that last 0.001%. I can't see it really happening till the 2030s. Now, we asked our patrons this week on our Patreon poll what they think, and we'll find out later in the show because they're usually right.
Also, did you catch this slide from the Tesla Q3 shareholder deck of the estimated life cycle emissions of gas cars versus robo-taxi?
Yeah, this is in grams of CO2 equivalent per mile. So when we get the robo-taxi future, we're going to have way cleaner air. And again, no one talked about that. Way cleaner air, pretty damn good.
Also, and I think this might be one of the biggest bits of news about Cybercab, Tesla confirmed that Cybercab will get an estimated 5.5 miles per kilowatt hour.
Now, to give you some context, Tesla's most efficient vehicle, the Model 3, gets anywhere from 3.4 to 3.9 miles per kilowatt hour, depending on the variant and the wheels.
If Cybercab can actually get 5.5 miles per kilowatt hour, that would make it 41% more efficient.
That means, in effect, Tesla could reduce the battery size on the Cybercab by 41% and get the same range as the most efficient Model 3. And again, I think this is huge news that most people haven't talked about.
And what this means is that charging becomes a whole lot easier because for every kilowatt hour that you're putting into the vehicle, you're getting 41% more mileage.
Exactly.
Actually, 5.5 miles.
And for those that don't get to regularly drive around in FSD, I get it. There's lots of FUD around on the internet and mainstream media. We talk to a lot of people who say things like, "I heard on the internet that Teslas can't drive themselves and that they're dangerous." Or, "I heard on the news that it'll take decades before computers are smart enough to drive a car themselves." So let's go to some data, shall we? This is a chart of Tesla's full self-driving using actual data. Where we are now is right here. That's FSD 12.5. Where we need to get to is that gray line on the far right.
Whoa. We're well below it.
Right. But FSD is getting better exponentially. So Elon reported on the latest earnings call that when version 13 comes out in Q4, it should be 5 to 6 times safer. And if Elon is right that version 14, which should be out in Q2 of 2025, is 5 to 6 times safer than that, then...
And then?
Tesla will have achieved a self-driving car that's safer than humans.
And Elon said, true. And we should point out that FSD... is just a baby.
It's just a baby.
FSD just celebrated its 4th birthday.
Full self-driving was launched in October of 2020. It is now 4 years old.
So if we look at this chart from the Tesla Q3 letter of cumulative FSD supervised miles, the red is FSD version 12 miles.
Wow, over 2 billion miles of driving data.
And of course, Tesla said, happy birthday, FSD. So in the world of Tesla, since they're essentially computers on wheels, there are a lot of acronyms and details that go along with them. It's kind of like with computer geeks like us, right? When we're building a new rig, it's like, let's go with an Asus ROG Maximus Z890 Hero motherboard.
Yes, and an AMD Ryzen 5 7600X CPU.
Yeah, and an NVIDIA RTX 4090 Super GPU.
Starting in March of 2019, Tesla started installing what was called Hardware 3 in their cars. Full self-driving was rolling out to beta testers in October of 2020, so Hardware 3, or HW3, was the first computer that could handle full self-driving beta.
Then in May of 2023, Tesla started installing Hardware 4 in their cars.
This has worried a lot of Tesla owners with Hardware 3, like me. I have a Hardware 3 Model 3. We're worried that our cars will never be capable of full autonomy.
Now, during the recent earnings call, Elon said this. Hardware 4 has really several times the capability of Hardware 3. It's easier to get things to work with than it takes a lot of effort to sort of squeeze that functionality into Hardware 3. And there is some chance that Hardware 3 does not achieve the safety level that allows for unsupervised FSD. There is some chance of that. And if that turns out to be the case, we will upgrade the group that bought Hardware 3 FSD, that's you, for free. We have designed the system to be upgradable. So it's really just sort of switching out the computer thing. The cameras are capable, but we don't actually know the answers to that. But if it does turn out, we'll make sure we take care of those who bought FSD on Hardware 3.
To reiterate, Nick Cruz-Patane posted on X right after. He said, Elon Musk says if Hardware 3 doesn't achieve unsupervised FSD, Tesla will update the computers for free. Quote, we will take care of those with Hardware 3.
And Elon responded, do the right thing for customers and they will do the right thing for you.
Whew.
Right. So everyone can relax now. And I think this was super smart, right? It kills the controversy that had been going around where people are like, oh no, my car won't be able to do it. I hate Tesla. Look, I don't think it'll be easy or cheap to do this. I mean, we've seen Sandy Munro's video on this that shows the differences between those two computers. The connectors are different, but I'm sure that Tesla will figure it out. And I'm sure if they need to, they will upgrade the computers, like you said, for free. So everyone can just take a sigh of relief. It's all going to be good.
But maybe they're going to delay it a bit. Maybe they're going to say, oh, well, you know, the Hardware 4 people have full self-driving first.
Let's just wait and see. I think they're going to be able to port it to Hardware 3, but let's find out. If they can't,
sure,
he'll fix it.
Right. I'm just saying, Sparky's never going to get full self-driving.
But he never said it would. I mean,
He did when they started. And so now you have to trade in Sparky to get a car with full self-driving in order to get full self-driving. I think that they could try to employ the same strategy with Hardware 3 cars because it would be a lot cheaper. They could just say, hey, why don't you just get full self-driving on a new car?
Yeah, and what we'll if give you're happy? Aren't you happy with your Model 3?
Yeah.
Should you be forced to buy a new one?
No, I shouldn't, but I would be tempted. And if they said, hey, and you'll get some amount of money off of your new...
I think that's why they're offering it.
Right.
And I believe that unlike what typically happens after a lot of Tesla earnings calls, when the stock remains flat or dips, this time Tesla stock shot up over 21%.
From its previous close of $213.65, Tesla closed at $260.48, up more in one day than it has ever in terms of absolute gain.
We've been making all kinds of gains.
And Tesla's second best trading day ever. Well, that's good news, but where was the mainstream media on that one?
You mean where they should have said, Tesla's up 21% today. Why is that? We're going to explain it in our long article. Like... Because normally it goes,
Tesla's down 3% today. Here's why.
Here's why it's going out of business.
Elon Musk is a jerk. Tesla's a bad company that's mean and bad to people. They don't sell as many cars as Toyota.
But they didn't get to publish that article. They had it ready. You know that they had it ready. Yeah. They were ready for the 5% dip.
Yep.
And they were going to be like, here's our stupid article. And they couldn't post it.
Nope.
But they didn't have one that was like, Tesla's up 21% today. Holy here's why. No, you don't get to hear that. I could give you that article.
That's what we're doing. Elon reposted Tesla's post of produced our 7 millionth vehicle at Fremont factory.
Wow,
that's a lot of nuts.
That's really cool. And we reported last week that Tesla started giving Tesla owners complimentary 30-day free trials of full self-driving.
Now we've been hearing from Tesla owners reporting on X that Tesla is extending those free trials by another month. Even people who are subscribing to full self-driving are getting free months of full self-driving.
I think this is so smart. I mean, Tesla must be seeing data showing that people are subscribing to FSD after the complimentary months end. And again, each subscription is almost all profit for Tesla because they've already installed all the hardware in the car and they have already developed the software version.
And giving a free trial of full self-driving beta costs Tesla nothing.
Exactly.
It literally costs them nothing. And the potential for somebody to spend thousands of dollars on it is huge. And this is like a very old selling technique. If you put something in somebody's hand, then they're not going to want to give it up.
Oh.
That's like a technique.
Wax on, wax off.
That they teach you in sales school, where as soon as you do that, people don't want to give it up.
So we want to thank Magback for sponsoring this week's show.
And you know, it's never too early to start leaving hints about what you want for the holidays.
You deserve a Magback phone mount charger in your Tesla, because the last thing you want to do is muck up that beautiful spaceship interior with one of those clunky phone mounts.
If you're like me, then you want to have your phone somewhere where you can safely glance at it right in your line of sight, rather than looking down all the time.
Check this out. With Magback, it looks like your phone is just hovering next to your screen, right where you need it to be.
The Magback is so sleek, just like the vehicle you're driving.
And your phone does not move. It is firmly on the charger mount using magnets.
Get a Magback phone case and just pop it on your Magback charger mount and it starts wirelessly charging. So easy.
So if you've been looking for the best charger mount for your phone, head over to magback.com.
Over 11,000 verified reviews agree that the Magback phone charger mount is awesome.
The Magback uses 3M damage-free adhesive to attach quickly and easily to your Tesla display frame.
Use our link in the show notes and save today.
So we learned during the earnings call that Tesla's Shanghai Mega Factory, the factory that produces Megapacks, is on track to start shipping Megapacks by Q1 of next year.
So just a few months from now. Amazing when you think about the fact that the Megafactory, a complex that spans over 49 acres, started construction on May 23rd of this year and is now about 80% completed in just 5 months.
Wang next door got some footage of the construction progress on X.
And it sounds like it's going to crank out megapacks. Elon said during the call that he expects to start with a run rate of 20 gigawatt hours a year.
Wow, so that's 5,000 megapacks a year.
And once it's fully up and running, Tesla expects to double that run rate. 40 gigawatt hours or 10,000 megapacks per year.
Now, for some perspective, Tesla's megapack factory in Lathrop, California is currently producing 200 megapacks per week, which is a run rate of 10,000 a year. So it can be done. Having two megapack factories making a product with a 30.5% margin.
But, you know. It's just, Tesla's just a car company.
Well, and I want to point out that the Megapack factory in Shanghai is 2 to 3 times bigger than the Lathrop factory. So I think he's probably planning for more output than 40 gigawatt hours, maybe 100 gigawatt hours when the thing is fully built out. That could be unbelievable.
Unbelievable not only in output, but also in scale. They might actually be able to start reducing the price of the Megapack,
right,
since they're already making 30% margin. If you scale that up, if you can do this more and more profitably, you can start to bring down the price, which means that more people could afford megapacks. Now, not people, but institutions, municipalities.
Except there's already a 2-year backlog, so I don't even think you have to touch the price.
So Tesla's released their latest safety data, which now includes data from Q3.
Here's our chart of Tesla's data. I put this into a spreadsheet so that you can see it, which I think is easier to read than Tesla's chart. So here's the two charts. I guess I like things horizontally.
One of them is a little too big. And this is a chart that we've been working on for years.
Right.
So basically, each chart is comparing three things. Tesla vehicles using autopilot technology, Tesla vehicles not using autopilot technology, and the United States average.
So in our chart, you can see autopilot engaged in blue, active safety features in red, which they stopped tracking, so kind of ignore that. Yellow without active safety, so just regularly driving a Tesla. And then green is, again, United States average.
The most important data in both charts is the blue line, Tesla vehicles using autopilot.
In Q3, Teslas driven on autopilot recorded one crash for every 7.08 million miles driven versus one crash for every 670,000 miles driven by the average U.S. driver.
So that means that Teslas on autopilot are 10.5 times safer than a human driver.
Yeah, not 10.5%, 10.5 times or an order of magnitude safer than a human driver. And Elon said,
autopilot is a major safety improvement.
But again, something you don't hear about in legacy media.
And if you're going,
hold up,
but wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
How are Teslas just inherently safer? What, are Tesla drivers just better drivers?
Something ain't right.
I would put it to you in a couple different ways. One is,
because I am better.
Yes, probably Tesla drivers are slightly better than your average driver. But secondly, Teslas are a lot more controllable in dangerous situations. And by dangerous situations, I mean massive slowdowns on the highway, other situations where you're going to lose grip and spin out of control. That's not to say that you can't do those things in a Tesla, but with the lower center of gravity and the motor control that Teslas have, they're going to be able to adapt much quicker and not run into those situations where they're going to start swerving all over the highway. They're very planted on the road, and so it's very hard to kind of lose control of them.
So Tesla posted, big tent came a long way, June 8th, 2018, first Model 3 coming out of General Assembly Line 4 at Fremont Factory, October 25th, 2024, 1 millionth Model Y built at the General Assembly Line 4. Isn't that great?
That is cool.
I sometimes forget that they make Model Ys there. I just think of Model Ss, Xs, and 3s, but I forget that they make the whole lineup there, except for Cybertruck.
Now, do you think that the party cities around Tesla factories have to stock up on a lot of extra zeros?
Party cities?
Wow, no, you again?
Oh, shit.
We're all out of zeros.
Do we have any O's? I'm sorry, Jimmy. I know it's your 10th birthday, but we just don't have any zeros. Well, I got 2 fives and a plus sign. Is that good enough for you?
Daddy, I'm 11.
Look, Grandma, I know you're turning 100, but the best I could do was 10 squared, okay?
So Consumer Reports just published a survey of over 2,000 people in September. And you know what they found? At least half of all prospective car buyers in the U.S. are interested in testing a battery electric model when shopping for their next car. Now, one of the biggest problems, in my opinion, is that car dealers are on the front line in terms of educating consumers, and yet most dealers either A, don't have a compelling electric model to sell you, or B, they know that if you buy one of their electric models, you won't need expensive maintenance from their dealership, and then C, if you do decide to go electric, you're probably going to want to test drive a Tesla.
And then
you'll buy a Tesla.
I just told them about electric cars were great, and then they left and test drove a Tesla. Damn it. I keep forgetting.
I mean, this is a weird one because, and this has been happening for years, where you had Teslas, which were the superior choice the whole time. And I would talk to people and they'd be like, oh, we're interested in testing out the Chevy Bolt. And they'd go to the Chevy dealer and then they'd come home with a Malibu. And I'd go, what happened getting the Bolt? Or they'd come home with a Blazer and they'd be like, oh, well, they didn't have one that was charged. And he said that it would be difficult. And we got in the Blazer and we really liked it. Every time I would just be like, what, you didn't even try it? No, it wasn't ready. They didn't have it ready. And it's like, that has happened. I've heard that happening from all sorts of different dealers.
Yeah, can I just tell you, car dealers are not the experts on cars. They're the experts on selling you their car. Yeah. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw!
The Cybertruck Roundup. So the Cybertruck was, by all accounts, the star attraction at the 2024 Paris Auto Show this year.
I like croissants. Nick says this guy is winning at Halloween this year. Epic.
And Elon said, "That's awesome." That is awesome.
That took a little while.
I am very jealous.
Hand over the
that's
candy.
That's what I was.
My eyes didn't deceive me back there.
Only one way to find out.
As we read in Tesla's Q3 shareholder deck, Cybertruck production increased sequentially and achieved a positive gross margin for the first time.
That is less than a year after the start of production, and Cybertruck is already profitable?
That is amazing. I'm sure it was helped by the fact that there was so much demand that Tesla could sell the Foundation series with the $20,000 premium for almost a year.
And now that Giga Texas is scaling Cybertruck production up to a run rate of 2,500 per week by the end of this year, Tesla gets to take advantage of the economies of scale.
It's just incredible if you stop and think about it for a second. Not only did Tesla produce a truck that breaks the mold, I mean, it just blows away every other truck in its class. And we know what we're talking about because we own the Ford F-150 Lightning and the Rivian R1T and have been driving and owning trucks for years. But also, the Cybertruck becomes profitable in less than a year?
The R1T and the F-150 Lightning came out in 2022, and they are still far from profitable, even with hefty price tags.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. And I think one reason why the stock went bananas the next day.
Because I don't think anyone was expecting that their brand new car lineup, the Cybertruck, was going to be profitable within a year.
Yeah.
I mean, again, these other car manufacturers, the ones that have been making cars for years, couldn't, they're still not profitable. What is Ford losing on every Ford Lightning? Isn't it like
35? It's half the value of a Ford Lightning. It's like $34,000.
So I know that most of us don't like sell things and then know how much money we made. It's kind of like going to the store, buying a brand new Xbox and then selling it for half its worth.
Right.
You're not making any money. That's a bad business decision. You shouldn't. Don't do that.
Stop it. Get some help.
But that's what Ford's doing, except they're building the Ford F-150 Lightning for $100,000+ and then selling it for $35,000 less.
And you know, if they were losing $35,000 on day one, that's totally understandable, but it hasn't gotten them profitable in over 2 years. It's been 2.5 years.
And this is Tesla's advantage. And so you might be like, well, Ford has sold more Lightnings than Cybertrucks right now. Even though the Cybertruck is outselling the Ford F-150 Lightning, every Lightning that Ford sells, they're losing money. And Tesla is making money for every Cybertruck.
Canadians! Cybertruck Vehicle Program Manager Siddhant Aswathi says that Cybertruck accessories are now available in Canada. Hey Doug, what Cybertruck accessory would you buy in Canada, eh?
Oh, I'd buy the Cybertruck jump seat, eh?
Oh no, it's out of stock. How about the Cybertruck cooler?
Oh no, that's out of stock too, eh?
Alrighty then, so I'd have to go for the Cybertruck Vault cargo bins, eh? Bet you can store a lot of beers in those, eh?
The Vault. That's such a badass name for a bed. I'm gonna throw my fishing gear in the Vault, eh?
You know, not all Canadians talk like this, eh?
I know, but it's sure fun to talk about Cybertruck accessories in Canadian.
And for those of you who have smartwatches, according to Tesla app updates, latest decompile of the Cybertruck software, it appears that Tesla is working on code to integrate a Tesla watch app with Cybertruck.
There have been an estimated 100 million Apple Watches sold. I wonder how many Cybertruck owners use a smartwatch. I don't. Dumb watch. Comment down below if you use a smartwatch and are excited about this potential integration.
Yeah, I am curious to know that. Is it one of those things where it was just kind of a trend or a fad, or is it like still wildly being used?
I mean, I see smartwatches all the time.
Yeah.
So, and
does it have to be Apple smartwatches? Because I know there's lots of other Android brands, but I don't know if Tesla's writing code for those.
I don't know. I remember a while back I bought like the cheapest Android watch I could get, and it was too cheap. but I mean, it did have some functionality that could probably allow this. I mean, it has Bluetooth. I mean, it's just a little smartphone that you wear on your wrist. I don't know.
So for those of you out there who might have a Tesla with FSD, who wanted to trade it in for a Cybertruck, but didn't want to lose the FSD that you have, well, I have good news for you. Tesla is enabling you to now transfer your full self-driving from a vehicle to the Cybertruck for the first time.
Now, full self-driving is currently $99 a month subscription or $8,000 lifetime. And it has been as expensive as $15,000 lifetime.
So if you bought FSD and now you want it applied to a Cybertruck, I'm happy to say you're good to go until the end of the year. Tesla says the deadline for transfer is to buy your Cybertruck by December 31st, 2024. Although, who knows, maybe this will get extended. And thank you to Cybertruck Owners Club for sponsoring this part of the show. We really appreciate what they do. And if you have a Cybertruck or are looking to get one, this is the place on the internet to find out everything you need to know about them.
Electric scooters are fun.
If you've ever rented a Lime or a Bird scooter when you're visiting a city and then you got home and you're like, oh, I wish I had a scooter. That was fun.
Well, that's why we bring you e-scooter reviews on our sister channel, Now Let's Review. This week, we reviewed the Climber e-scooter by InMotion, a really fun commuter scooter with plenty of power and range.
And e-scooters and EVs kind of go hand in hand, so let me explain why. Charging. When you're out and about driving in your EV and you stop for a charge, you're often A, they are charging for a while, and B, often far from restaurants or shops.
Do you want to stay in your car for 20 minutes while you supercharge?
Or worse, over an hour if you're at a level 2 charger?
Or do you want to be scooting around, exploring the area?
Throw an e-scooter like the InMotion Climber in the trunk and have more adventures.
I really enjoy exploring cities with scooters. You can stop so easily and enjoy a view or go into stores and coffee shops.
And when you need to cover a lot of ground quickly, you can zip. Meep, meep. Even when traffic is bad.
Check out our Now Let's Review channel and let us show you what's available in the world of e-mobility and more.
So Tesla has been tweaking their referral program. A few weeks ago, Tesla removed the Model 3 from the referral program in Canada.
Nothing for you!
No changes to the Model Y referral benefit in Canada, though.
Now Tesla has reduced the buyer and loyalty benefits for the new Model 3 and Model Y orders in the US from $1,000 down to $500. Damn! I know, right? So that's $500 less for the refer Yoink. And $500 less off the car for the buyer.
Yoink. So you got to take advantage of these things when Tesla offers them, because Tesla giveth and Tesla taketh away.
During the Tesla earnings call last week, one of the top 10 Say.com questions from investors was about the next-gen Roadster.
Elon had said back in May of 2023 that production of the Roadster would start at the end of this year. And here we are near the end of this year, and it doesn't appear to be happening.
Elon said, I'd like to thank our long-suffering deposit holders. The Roadster is just the cherry on the cake, but also the icing on the cake. We're close to finalizing the design. We are finalizing the design of Roadster now. It will be something spectacular. My friend Peter Thiel was lamenting we don't have flying cars. Well, more to come.
So if we put all this into context, I think it's obvious that Elon had his chief designer, Franz von Holzhausen, and the whole team working around the clock on the Cybercab and the Robovan for the 1010 event.
And remember, that event got pushed back a couple months, likely because of the extra work needed to get the Robovan done.
And in fact, I had been going through the Say.com questions from the previous earnings call, the one before the 1010 event, and they specifically asked, will there be a Robovan? And then they made a Robovan. So Say.com, pretty interesting. You can bully Elon into making a robo van for you.
My guess is that the design team can now work again on finishing the next gen Roadster design. But look, coming from two people who are getting the next gen Roadsters and are going to drive all around the world, sharing that experience with so many of you who helped us earn them, we of course want them to arrive. But we are also Tesla shareholders and advocates for sustainable transportation. So we know why Tesla has been postponing the release of the Roadster. They had to work on more important things. The machines that build the machines, the Model Y, the Cybertruck, the Cybercab. So we're happy to wait a bit longer.
Let me tell you, when the Roadster finally does come and it can accelerate using cold air thruster technology from SpaceX and possibly fly.
Oh man, I mean, like Elon talks about a lot, it's important to have things to look forward to. I mean, I got to experience the Roadster going 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds.
2, 1.
Holy crap! And I can't even imagine what it's going to do with thrusters.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Do you remember the Scout truck made by International Harvester? Remember my uncle had one?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's before I was born. It's the very iconic American vehicle. It's rugged, reliable. It was almost ahead of its time. It's basically what Rivian seemed to aspire to with the R1S.
Well, in 1980, sales of the Scout had dropped so much that International stopped making them. And then in the 1980s, during that whole time when like companies were being bought and then stripped of their individual parts and then resold.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
International Harvester became Navistar and sold off its agricultural and construction divisions. So in 2021, VW acquired Navistar, forget this, $3.7 billion.
Wow, so they like got all their factories and all their engineers and
No, that was all gone by then. They basically just got the beloved Scout brand. And then in September of 2022, VW started Scout Motors. So last week, Scout Motors unveiled these. The Scout Traveler SUV and the Scout Terra pickup truck. They will be offered in all electric and a gas range extender version. So the all electric versions are expected to have a range of 350 miles, 10,000 pounds of towing on the pickup truck, 7,000 pounds on the SUV. Both models will have 2,000 pounds of payload.
Wait, are expected to have?
Yeah, Scout Motors hasn't even built their $2 billion manufacturing plant in Blythewood, South Carolina yet. They broke ground in February, although by broke ground, I think they meant shovels, you know, those golden shovels, because there's actually nothing there yet. Production is slated to begin in Blythewood in 2027 on both models.
Okay, so let me get this straight. Volkswagen decided that it would be a good idea to spend $3.7 billion to buy the brand Scout in 2021, instead of putting that money into designing an electric SUV and pickup truck years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then they waited until this year to start building a factory in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're telling me that the Traveler and the Terra won't start delivery until 2027.
Mm-hmm.
Did Scout Motors discuss pricing?
They say that they expect the Scout Traveler and the Terra entry models to start at $50,000 with available incentives.
Hang on. With available incentives? That means that they expect to start it at $60,000. And who knows if the federal EV tax credit and other state incentives will be around in 2027, because we're talking 3 years from now.
Yeah, $60,000 starting price is what they're aiming for. I mean, my guess is that in 3 years, that price target will slip. Actually, my guess is that in 3 years, when Cybertrucks are driving autonomously, the whole Scout Motors company will slip. But let us know what you think in the comments. I just want to also point out that it just came out that NADA, which is the North American Dealers Association, so that's car dealers, mm-hmm. they're actually fighting Scout now because Scout wants to do what Tesla does, right? And have no car dealers. They want to sell direct. And Nada's like, Nada, isn't Karma a
But I don't understand. They broke ground and then didn't build anything?
Well, you know, it was a press release. It was a press event. You know, you have the CEOs with their shovels and their hard hats on.
Scissors.
And the scissors. You get the whole, broke ground.
And then, all right, so when are the trucks coming, Bob?
I think they do that so that they can get those incentive checks from the government. So they're like, we did our first step. We broke ground. Where's the check? Yeah, they're not committed to doing this. Nope.
And they spent over $5 billion to do it.
Mm-hmm.
To do nothing.
To do nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
So at the We Robot event on 1010, Elon unveiled the Robovan, or as Elon called it, the Robovan.
The Robovan.
But what if that's not going to be its name?
But he called it the Robovan.
Yeah, but Tesla just filed a trademark with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for Cyberbus.
For Cyberbus?
Cyberbus.
I mean, I guess it is bigger than a van.
What's a van? What's a bus? I mean, is it a VW bus? Is it a VW van? Like,
I mean, it holds 14 to 20 people, so it's not really a van. I don't know of any van that holds that many people. So yeah, Cyberbus makes sense.
Okay. Tesla also filed on October 17th for Cybercab. So that does appear to be the same name that Tesla is going to use.
Why did Tesla wait until a week after the event, though, to file for the trademark?
I'm guessing because it's public record and someone would have spotted it if Tesla had filed the patent prior to October 10th. This way it remains a secret.
But didn't Tesla risk losing the name if someone else took it first?
Well, you can't trademark a name unless you were actually going to use the name for a thing commercially.
So like I couldn't trademark the word Robohammer unless I made and sold a Robohammer.
Correct. If you trademarked the term, but then I came along with a Robohammer or whatever it is and actually made it and sold it commercially, then I would file a claim with the USPTO to have your trademark voided and given to me because you weren't actually using it. You have 6 months after you register a trademark to actually start using it. You can't just tie up trademarks that you'll never use.
Oh, I see. Interesting. Cyberbus then, I guess. Maybe. I mean, maybe you won't use it.
Maybe we can go, we can get the or cyber maybe, van. We'll go wait, down the bus.
Maybe he's going to build something bigger than the Robovan.
Oh. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, it could hold 30, 40 people. So Flight 6 is getting ready. SpaceX posted...
Flight 6? We just did Flight 5. They
Come
just
on,
caught,
man. We got to get going.
They just caught the booster.
I know. We got more things to do.
Aren't they all on vacation?
No, they're working hard. SpaceX says Flight 6 Super Heavy booster moved to the Starbase pad for testing. The move comes just 1 week after returning the first booster caught following launch. That is the cadence of SpaceX.
Wow.
And Elon reposted this from Qatar Airways. Qatar Airways launches the world's first Boeing 777 Starlink-equipped flight. All right, well, that's, I can't say it in Hungarian, but that is, Starlink is now available in Hungary.
What's the double accent over the O? Hungarians, just let me know how you pronounce it. That's all I ask.
A Starlink mostantól elérhető Magyarországon.
How are they going to tell you that? They're going to record themselves?
Write it out.
Just record a YouTube video and put the link down
write
below.
Write it out in English. You know, find a word that's similar.
According to T-Mobile CEO Mike Sievert, SpaceX's cellular Starlink service delivered hundreds of thousands of text messages to help hurricane victims.
And Elon said, glad we could help.
And take a look at this. This is a Starship size comparison. See that little person down there? Starship will lengthen in the next few years, says Elon. 10 years from now, there will probably be a much wider diameter Starship too.
Jesus, it's already bigger than the space shuttle.
Yeah. And SpaceX posted splashdown of Dragon confirmed. Welcome back to Earth, Dominic Matthew, Mike, Astro, Jeanette, and Sasha. And Elon said,
astronauts safely back on Earth.
Like we said before, the capsule's going about 15 or 16 miles per hour.
And splashdown.
And Endeavour, we see the same. On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
Elon posted Starship rocket booster with human for scale.
Where's the human?
Look, he's right there hovering over the top there.
He's just so little.
Yeah.
Small, far away.
It's a full-size man. That's a full-size man.
Marcus House posted, so as we heard just hours ago, turns out SpaceX's booster catch was just a second from an abort that could have had it smashing into the ground next to the tower. Luckily, that is not the reality we now exist in.
Elon said a second is a long time to a rocket. Said in another way, it was 1,000 milliseconds, or roughly 50 control cycles away from hitting the tower. Not actually that close.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. It's 50 whole cycles away. All right, time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Christmas season is starting. I know it's not even Halloween yet, but you really should start thinking about some gifts for people. And the Hanson razor is just a perfect gift. It's something that's going to last a very long time. It's something that they're going to enjoy using every week. And every single time they use it, they will think of you. And if you use our code Now You Know at checkout, you can get 100 blades to go along with your gift. So you can say, and you don't even have to get blades for like 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's the most sustainable shaver there is out there.
So if you'd like to get one, head on over to hensonshaving.com. So if the future is going to have autonomous cars, then it's also going to have autonomous boats. The company Saronic has just released their third autonomous electric boat, the Corsair, a 24-foot boat, which is their largest and most powerful autonomous surface vessel with a top speed of 35 plus knots. It can operate alone, autonomously, or swarm collaboratively with other autonomous boats.
Cool. I want one.
Very good. You know something? No soup for you! Come back 1 year!
Sorry, the Corsair is being built for the Navy. The idea is that you can airdrop these boats into missions that need stealth so that you can silently follow a target, intercept transmissions, and then, if needed, attack or recover the target or deliver up to a 1,000-pound payload all autonomously for 1,000 miles without having to risk human lives.
Now I really want one. And I'll bet smugglers would like one too. So I'm guessing there isn't any pricing or powertrain data though?
No, this is all very hush-hush.
Or how about space robots in the future?
This is the self-organizing Git AI robot that can build itself on a planet's surface.
Now, I mean, this is really cool to watch and all, but I think sending humanoid Optimus robots ahead to a planet makes more sense. I mean, it's interesting to see what ideas people come up with when they assume that humanoid autonomous robots are either too hard to make or impossible to make. But honestly, I think this is not going to be the way that cities are built on other planets. But comment below if you think I'm wrong.
I think the biggest problem is that engineers typically aren't the same people who build houses.
Mm.
And I know on Mars, it's going to be different and more complicated, but if it's going to be different and more complicated,
well,
then you're
going to be lighter.
They are, but you're also going to be like, oh, now yeah, see, your airlock's broken.
I think that Boring Company has the solution. I mean, they're going to dig a lot of things on Mars because you got to get below the surface because of all the radiation. So you're going to have all that dirt, which you can then make into those bricks, which sure. You can make the houses out of if you have Optimus there doing all the bricklaying.
Bricklaying on Mars? Is he going to wear like a hat?
Yeah, they're going to have
brick overalls.
They're going to have a brick pizza. We got a brick pizza oven. Eh? All right, it's time for going green. Tesla just posted 100,000 Powerwalls participating in virtual power plant programs globally.
That is about 1.3 gigawatt hours of energy storage.
Okay, I know for most people, VPPs is just a bunch of letters. But having been talking about virtual power plants on this channel and then getting our 4 Powerwalls and being a part of a VPP for years now, this is really exciting news.
100,000 Powerwalls globally, and that number is growing every week. But what does it mean, being a part of a VPP?
What does it all mean, Basil?
Well, the first thing is that it just runs in the background, okay? You don't really have to think about it. Our Powerwalls are connected to the Tesla app, so they just sit there, and when our grid needs some extra juice, either because of a storm or extreme hot or cold weather, or just because for a few minutes there's extra electrical demand, instead of paying for a gas peaker plant to fire up, the grid pays us to use some electrons from our power walls.
We don't notice a thing. No lights flickering, no strange noises. We don't even know it's happening unless we check our app.
And then we get a nice juicy check twice a year as thanks for using our power walls.
And it makes our grids more resilient and cheaper.
Now, I know a lot of you are saying, well, I don't have power walls. But for those people who are getting Cybertrucks, you can get PowerShare, which turns your Cybertruck into about 9 power walls. You're already getting the Cybertruck. For just a little bit more, you can plug that into your house and make it as if you just turned on 9 power walls that are available to you. Now, I don't know if those are also able to connect to VPPs yet. We are getting our Cybertruck PowerShare going with Smart Charge America. So once we know firsthand how it works, we're going to talk about it. But this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it doesn't happen very often, but every now and then you're sitting there charging your EV and you feel, I don't know, like something sketchy is going on. Maybe you see something kind of out of place.
Or you realize that it's dark and you're all alone in a really secluded place in the parking lot.
And in that moment, you realize that you're going to have to get out of your EV to unplug the charger so you can leave.
You are a sitting duck. It's one of the only bad parts about driving an EV.
So we set out to fix this problem by challenging the community to come up with a solution. And years ago, our friends at EVject did it. They designed and engineered a solution. This, in fact, the EVject Escape Connector.
You just pop it on the end of the charger, whether it's CCS or Tesla NACS. They made both.
And so then, as you're charging, if you have to drive away because something potentially dangerous is happening near you, fire, a bear, an axe murderer, you can just drive away.
The Escape Connector sacrifices itself for your safety. No harm to your car or the charger.
You can get an Escape Connector for you and your family so that you can feel safe all the time in your EV.
Go to EVject.com today and use our code in the show notes below to save you even more.
All right, it's time for sunspots. Max DeZager, who has been working for Tesla installing superchargers since 2014, he is currently, no pun intended, Tesla's director of charging for North America. He posted this information about what Tesla is building between LA and San Francisco in Lost Hills, California. They're calling it Oasis. Tesla is breaking ground on this, get this, 168-stall supercharger site with 11 megawatts of solar panels. Many of them are going to be on canopies over the cars. They're going to have 10 Tesla megapacks with 39 megawatt hours of storage. This is what it'll look like when it's done. And here's the team breaking ground. And that's actually breaking ground, not just like a golden shovel. They're actually working on it now. And if you're wondering what Harris Ranch looked like when it opened as one of Tesla's first superchargers back in October of 2012, here it is.
What am I looking at?
That was a Tesla supercharger station?
Yeah.
Does it say 90 kilowatts?
I think so. That was a lot.
Wow.
I mean, that's twice what a Bolt can take.
And that was back in 2012.
Yeah. Wow. How far they have come.
Wow.
Hey, and if you'd like to get solar on your roof, talk to our friends at Energy Pal. They know all the deets, okay? They know about tax incentives. They know about the best installers. They know about the best panels. That stuff that would take you hours and hours to research, they know it all off the top of their head. So give them a call. Tell them that Zach and Jesse sent you. The link is down below. Hey, I want to remind everybody, send in your video contributor stories. These can be short, up to 2 minutes long. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. Make sure they're in landscape, no wind noise, no music, and tell us about something that's going on in your neck of the woods that people will be interested in knowing about. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. You can get to see these if you're on our Patreon. So for as little as a buck a month, if you haven't joined us, you can get all these bonus stories every week and support the work we do. And we love our patrons, by the way. So please go join us there, and you're going to see a lot of cool stories this week. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It is time for the Patreon poll. Do you think Elon is right that Tesla will achieve FSD safer than humans by Q2 of next year?
Ooh, very mixed poll.
Yeah.
So, neck and neck.
Now, keep in mind, our patrons are usually right. So, yeah, neck and neck that it's either going to be Q2, Q3, or Q4. That's good news. Although some think it won't be until 2026. The good news, only 1% think it'll never happen.
1% thought that? That's how you know the poll isn't fake, folks.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. And Elon said Model Y bestseller in Europe, probably the world. And yes, the Model Y was the best-selling car in Europe in September. Elon said so many government agencies exist that even the government doesn't know how many there are. I think he's been counting. I think we're up to like 468 agencies, and we still don't know if that's the correct number. Joe Tegmeyer says Giga Texas has a secret Easter egg, but I thought I'd show you because it's emblematic of the fun Tesla puts into everything they do. This one is high up in the air and very subtle. Only viewable via drone. And it says,
is that that when you order a Tesla, they show a little hedgehog?
And it says, hi, Joe.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
and,
so
and he said,
cute.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Oh, wow.
Because they knew he'd be watching. Doge Designer says, breaking, Elon Musk PAC has launched an X community focused on exposing voter fraud and election interference, a big step toward empowering the American people to share evidence and have their voices heard. X Daily says, News Center for Countering Digital Hate revealed the primary goal is to kill Musk's Twitter by targeting advertising and leveraging EU regulations.
Elon says this violates U.S. criminal statutes against foreign interference in elections. We are going after the CCDH and their donors.
Elon says, wild to think that Tesla's mass flux is about 4 million tons of complex manufactured goods. I don't even think of it that way.
Really? You don't think of mass flux?
Alex posted that Elon has made 4 Americans millionaires in the past 4 days. It's actually up to like 8 right now. Elon says those against voter ID in America are the ones who want to commit election fraud.
And Wokeness said Argentina counted 99.9% of the votes in 6 hours. Maricopa County needs 10 days.
And Elon said our system is broken. Gallup came out with a poll saying that 84% of American voters favor photo identification requirements at their voting place.
Elon says, then why do Democrats oppose the will of the people?
Elon said this during one of his talks recently on government reduction. He said, we're going to live stream everything we do. We're going to be super transparent. There may be some people who don't like it, but we need to do it. We need to live honestly, and we need to explain why things are being done. There will be no backroom secret dealings.
And then he tweeted, sunlight is the best disinfectant. So that would be if he becomes the
Doge,
the director of government efficiency.
Elon said, if anyone needed further proof that I strongly support freedom of speech, please note that even a nutcase like Olbermann, who is literally calling for my arrest and government seizure of my companies, is in no way being censored. Sawyer Merritt said, Elon Musk was asked tonight by Value Analyst how he responds to claims that his support for Trump is hurting Tesla's brand and sales. Elon said this.
You know, Tesla sales are actually doing great. And we're hitting all-time highs, so...
Mark Andreessen says trust in doctors and hospitals was 70-plus percent in 2020, 31.4% now, on its way to zero.
Elon said AI diagnostics will be amazing.
Elon then said, don't just open the Overton window, knock down the whole damn wall. Then President Biden said Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. He was supposed to be in a school when he came on a student visa. He was working. He was violating the law. And he's talking about all these illegals.
Elon says, I was in fact allowed to work in the U.S. The Biden puppet is lying.
Elon said many starships will go to Mars in 2 years when the transit window opens again. The first wave will be without people and the second wave 26 months later with people, provided the first wave does not increment the crater count on Mars.
Really gives you a lot of hope.
Mark Andreessen says the generalized collapse of trust in legacy institutions accelerates.
Elon said, as it should, citizen journalism is infinitely superior.
Yeah.
He went on to say, citizen journalism is the future. The aggregate voice of the people gets to decide the narrative of what is newsworthy, not a handful of editors in chief. Journalism of the people, by the people, for the people. George says, breaking, Lancaster, Pennsylvania officials have busted a large-scale fraudulent voter registration scheme that includes thousands of applications with the same handwriting, fake signatures, false addresses, etc.
Elon said, but all the legacy, formerly mainstream, media said was that there was no fraud. They lied.
Amuse says Elon Musk started giving away the million-dollar prizes to force the mainstream media to cover his effort. It worked. They're talking about it nonstop. The DOJ is investigating. The Democrats are losing their minds.
Elon said anomalies in the Matrix were needed.
Cedar Thought says, Elon, what's the deal with Grok? It can't handle photos or PDFs, and honestly, it feels leagues behind ChatGPT. You've hyped it up, but as a user, I can tell you firsthand, Grok needs serious improvements. If the goal is to set a new standard, it's falling short. Time to bring it.
Elon said, not for long. We are getting done in months what took everyone else years.
And then Yaroslav, who works at XAI, said, we've just released the image understanding to Grok. Let me know if you see any bugs.
Elon says, nice work by team.
Yeah, I just tried it. It seems to work. All right, it's time for community mail time. And remember, share your stories, your videos, your photos with us at hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. What do we got this week, Jess?
Matei sent us these pictures of a Cybertruck in Romania.
Another country.
Yeah.
Wow. James spotted the Cybertruck that was set up at a street fair. Oh, that's awesome.
James spotted this maroon Cybertruck in Kingsland, Texas at the HEB.
Doug spotted this Hyundai Ioniq 6 in Toronto.
T. Ravi spotted this Cybertruck in, well, let's see if you can guess. There are some clues.
Okay, it's wrapped. It looks tropic Mexico, maybe?
Cambodia.
What?
Cambodia, for those GeoGuessr players.
Wow.
It was Cambodia.
All right, I never would have guessed that. Oh, yeah, I wasn't listening to the audio. Christopher spotted this Model X in Thousand Oaks, California.
Wow, that looks like a Hot Wheels car.
It does.
Neil spotted this Cybertruck at Boca Raton at the Town Center Mall.
That is good advertising. Peter just ordered his non-Foundation Series Cybertruck with FSD. Congratulations, Peter. That's awesome. You saved yourself $20,000.
Terry spotted this Foundation Series Cybertruck in Bellingham, Washington.
Actually, I take that back. He didn't save $20,000. He saved $12,000, right? Because Cybertruck Foundation Series came with FSD, and now he had to pay $8,000 for it.
But he also saved $7,500 because he gets to use the tax credit.
So he really did save $20,000.
Although, does he get to use the tax credit if he's buying the full self-driving now?
You don't add that on first. So you do. Yeah.
Good.
Mark has spotted this Chevy Blazer EV taking up two stalls at a full supercharger at Melissa, Texas.
And, you know, Marcus and I talked a little bit about this. I mean, Tesla could ban certain cars from certain stalls depending on the demand if they really wanted to.
How could they ban them?
Basically, they would say you can only charge at these stalls because you have this car.
Oh, okay.
And then you drive in and you plug into the wrong one and you wouldn't get any juice. And it would say move over to stall three or something.
Yeah. It's cool to see a Blazer EV, though.
And Roberts spotted this electric school bus in Palo Alto.
It's called the EV1?
It's called the EV1.
Yeah!
Even though it's not an EV1. But it's probably their first electric school bus, so it's the EV1. Whatever.
Good for you guys.
Good job.
That's awesome. All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found out there in the world.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is David, and I'm in Orcutt, California, which is just south of Santa Maria and just east of Lompoc, where it's their star base at Vandenberg Space Force Base. And this is a new install, not online yet. But what's really cool is look how many pull-throughs. And then not only that, there's a complete trailer pull-through on this side that looks like it's reserved just for trailers. I don't think I can get it in the shot. But then also against the fence in the background, you can see there's eight more. So the total install is 18. They are version 4s and they are magic docks. So it's going to be very handy for everybody driving EVs, be able to get their electrons here. Lot to offer in this area. There's a sushi restaurant over here behind me. There's a Dollar Tree, and there's a coffee shop and some other miscellaneous stores along the strip mall. And then over here on the corner, there's a burger joint. Across the street, there's a Taco Bell, as well as a Starbucks and a grocery store. So there's a lot in this area, which is really cool. Anyway, this is going to be a really handy location. It's only about 3/4 mile off of the 101, again, in Santa Maria, Central Coast of California. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, it's Carrie and Tim. We are in Bakersfield, California, and we are at the charging stations here. There are 20 charging stations, and it is absolutely a wonderful stop. It's out in the middle of nowhere. They finally got the store all finished, the little convenience store. It's also a Shell station. And like I said, there's 24 chargers, and I would totally give this a 10 out of 10. It's very convenient to stop here on the way to Arizona, or if you're stopping in Harris Ranch and you want to stop here after that, which is exactly what we had done. And Harris Ranch was also another really great place. But anyway, that's it. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is Philip again from Belgium. And this time I'm in Bruges, the beautiful city of Bruges, medieval city.
This is a 150 kilowatt charger.
This is my car.
And here are 14 stations in this supercharger location. It is located next to a hotel where you can go to the toilet, use the amenities, have a drink, have something to eat. And it's very close to the city of Bruges, where lots of things can be done. So this is a nice location. I give it 8 on 10 points. Bye-bye, now you know.
Hello, Zach and Jesse. This is my supercharger review of the second Tesla supercharger location in the Hanover area that opened in June. It is located in the immediate vicinity of Langenhagen Hanover Airport. Very easy to reach from the highway feeder road A352, which connects the A2 and A7 near Hanover. After the exit, turn right towards the airport, and at the next exit left, you will find the Tesla charger location, directly at the gas station M1. There are 7 V4 stalls, one of which is suitable for trailers. The gas station is the only place to get some snacks, drinks, and other things that gas stations sell. On the other side of the filling station is a car wash, where you can give your Tesla a wash or interior cleaning after charging. The chargers are also approved for other EVs. Opening hours are 24/7. The chargers are also equipped with a card reader so that other EVs can also use the charging stations without the Tesla app and pay there. However, they did not yet have a function at the time of the video. There is also a device for inflating tires and a waste garbage can. But that's all there is to it. No shelter, seating outside the car, or catering facilities. However, you can watch airplanes taking off and landing. Just enough for 5 out of 10 points.
Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. We have a map on our website where you can upload your own reviews and check out everybody else's reviews. It's very helpful if you are trying to plan a road trip mm-hmm. or if you just want to find a fun spot to stop.
Yeah. All right. What do we got for new superchargers?
We got the 3-stall in Guangzhou, China.
We got the 3-stall in Escherweiler, Germany.
In Alabama is the 12-stall in Bessemer, Alabama.
Expanding from 4 to 8 stalls is the version 4 in Albacete, Spain.
Expanding from 12 to 32 stalls is a version 2 and version 4 stall in Taillé, France.
Expanding from 12 to 20 stalls is version 3 and 4 in Linköping, Sweden.
Number 28 in Alabama is the 16-stall version 4 in Birmingham at Gadsden Highway, Alabama.
The 14-stall version 4 in Brinkham, Germany.
Number 208 in Germany is the 8-stall version 4 in Eichstätten, Germany.
The 4-stall version 4 in Dieppe, France.
The 8-stall version 3 in Mathis, Texas.
The 3-stall in Lijiu, China.
The 3-stall version 3 in Liangonggang, China.
The 4-stall in Fuzhou, China. It's a V2.
And expanding from 12 to 20 stalls is the version 3 and 4 in Staroskali, Iceland.
4-stall version 4 in Port Augusta, South Australia.
The 8-stall version 4 in McClenny, Florida.
The 12-stall version 4 in Whistler, British Columbia.
Number 26 in New Zealand is the 6-stall version 4 in Dunedin, New Zealand.
Expanding from 8 to 24 stalls, the version 3 in Mission Viejo, California.
The 20-stall version 4 in Bourges, France.
Number 23 in the UAE is the 8-stall in Ruiz, UAE.
The 12-stall version 4 in Kennedy, Texas.
Number 105 in Australia, the 6-stall version 4 in Sydney.
The 12-stall version 4 in Fort Worth, Texas.
Number 504 in California, the 28-stall version 4 in Sacramento.
The 12-stall version 3 in Hazlitt, New Jersey.
Number 176 in Texas, expanding from 48 to 68 stalls in Temple, Texas.
Number 94 in Italy, expanding from 8 to 12 stalls, is the version 3 and 4 in Porto San Elpidio, Italy.
Number 209 in France. So 208 in Germany, 209 in France. Wow. This is neck and neck. Expanding from 12 to 20 stalls is the version 3-4 in Nantes, Atlantis, France.
Number 23 in Thailand is the 4-stall in Bangkok.
Number 63 in Illinois, the 16-stall in Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Number 82 in New Jersey is the 8-stall version 4 in Pensacon Township, New Jersey.
Number 228 in Canada, the 8-stall in Markham, Ontario.
Number 173 in Florida, number 2,437 in the United States is the 12-stall version 4 in Marathon, Florida.
Now, we have been to right next to that. So they're building a second supercharger like right next to that parking lot. So they're not expanding that one. But yeah, we were there during our Florida road trip. There's the 4-stall version 2 in Zhenjiang, China.
And number 2,140 in China and 6,753 in the world is the 3-stall in Chengdu, China.
Wow.
That was a lot of superchargers this week, especially since they weren't going to make superchargers anymore. Elon fired his whole supercharger team and they're not going to... Oh, wait.
You know, it'd be one thing if, like, in the old days, the newspaper did a retraction. Legacy Media doesn't do retractions. They don't go, you know what? We were wrong. They never, ever say that. So you never hear about it.
I still meet people at superchargers and they're like, too bad. I'm like, this supercharger was built after that story happened. What are you talking about?
So true.
Well, thank you for spending your valuable time with us today.
Yeah, thank you for being awesome. We're going to see you next week.
Now you know.